train for spiritual mastery, that the Avatara described above, and how many of you remember those 24 gurus?
Very good.
You also remember?
Very good.
So should we also try to remember that? Anyway, so, and do you remember their instructions? How he considered them to be his spiritual master? What instructions he got from those spiritual masters? First one is the earth. And what did he learn from the, or what did the earth guru teach him? Huh? Okay, raise your hand if you want to say something. Okay, Sadhan Sundar? Okay, Nishinananda? Very good. Earth is always benefiting others without expecting any return. So that is what he learned. That what should a saintly person do? A saintly person should benefit others without expecting any return. Then he also configured the fact that the earth has two special manifestations. What are those two? Ramananda? Yeah. What did you learn from the mountain?
The mountain is a national city, and they are very
safe. Yeah, and from the tree? From the same thing. The tree is benefiting others. Even those who are harming us, still the tree is benefiting. And then, what was the next thing that he learned? What was the next? No, the next word? Air. And what did the air guru teach him? Very good. So air also blows, carrying the aroma, but it doesn't get affected by it. So, a sensitive person should remain completely detached and not be affected by the circumstances and surrounding that he is in. What was the next one? Next one, Owen? Yes. Huh? Next one was actually the sky. Okay, since you said water, what did you learn from the water guru? Very good. Water purifies it. And water is all purifying. And water is cooling. And water is sweet. So a saintly personality should be sweet, soothing, pleasant, and all purifying. How all purifying? People will approach him, but just by coming in his contact, they will become free from their senses. And what did he learn from the sky? Yes. Very good. Just as the sky is all pervading, the super soul is all pervading. Although we cannot really see the sky, but we must learn, we must know that similarly the super soul, although is unseen, is everywhere. Yeah, and doesn't get affected by that. The fire can eat anything without being affected by it. And by coming in contact with the fire, everything gets purified. He mentioned that like fire, it burns to ashes all the past and future simple reaction of his worshippers, meaning his disciples. Like fire, a spiritual master or a simple person purifies his worshippers without being affected. Why he doesn't become affected? That is an important thing. Why a sensitive person, although taking the sinful reactions, but do not become affected, archana? Yes. Because he accepts everything on behalf of the Lord and he passes everything on to the Lord. So he is just a divine medium. Therefore, he himself doesn't get affected. Then what is the next one? Very good. And very impressive. So what did he learn from the Moon Guru? Okay, Champion. So just as the moon remains unaffected by its wasting and waning, similarly a saintly person remains unaffected by the changing of his body. So his attitude is, the body is young, now the body became old, and when the body is old, let the body perform its dharma. That is, at old age, what should one do? try to become young. Actually, one doctor once told me that he observed that people spend their youth earning money, and in their old age, they want to spend all their money to get back their youth. So there it is. When you old, become old. Why should try to become young? So, when you want, and take it as an opportunity by the arrangement of Mother Nature. Mother Nature is preparing us to leave this body in a proper way, remembering Krishna, so that we can go back to our original form. When you grow old, you see that. And those who are already old, I'm sure they are seeing that. What we could do when we were young, we can't do that anymore. Sometimes I see the young boys are playing in the field, and it surprises me. And then I think that there was a time when I also used to do that. But now, I'm not able to do that. Because the body has come to another phase when the body is not able to do all this. I know a few years down the road, I'll think that it was quite amazing the way I am doing the things that I am doing today. Jai Shri Shri Gauri Gai Ji, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Bhagavan, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Have you ever gone to old age home? Okay, when you go to the old age home, you will see what they are doing is their morning walk is just walking on the balcony, one step, two steps. Like, they are so weak, their body is so weak, that they can't even walk. Just step by step, gradually, slowly, slowly get it. But isn't it fortunate in a way that now the body has become weak, so the body doesn't need all the body is not motivated by the mode of passion and desire for enjoyment. But what is happening today? People are just trying to become young so that they can. That is the problem in today's world. Even at old age, they want to enjoy. And they get their different organs removed so that they can perform different acts to enjoy. So, the way to learn from the moon is not to be, just go along with the body's situation. Do not become, don't think that you have become the body. Rather, utilize the body to fulfill your real mission. Fulfill your real mission. And the real mission is to become Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious means becoming aware that you are a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the purpose of your existence is to become connected to Him. Isn't it? Devotion is the means, devotional service is the means to become connected to the Supreme Personality. So the next one is, after you got the moon, the next one is sun. What do we get, what do we learn from the sun? What did the sun guru teach us? Okay, but what is the main one, Shyama Krishna? Right. It collects water and gives it without keeping anything for himself. So what should a sati person do? He should collect whatever comes to him and then give it out without being, without keeping anything for himself. And then what he said is also correct, is that the sun, although reflected in different water bodies, but the sun doesn't identify itself with those bodies. The sun is never divided, nor does it merge into its reflection. So similarly, although the soul is reflected through different material bodies, the soul remains undivided and non-material. Now, the next one, I'm sure you remember that one very well. Okay, I showed you. Pigeon. So, what did our pigeon guru teach us? Very good. Yeah. It will simply cause us distress and pain and suffering. Because when they suffer, we become a part of it. Their suffering becomes our suffering because of our attitude. But I know in household life it's difficult. I can see many of you are smiling. Python doesn't make any endeavor to collect this food. Whatever comes his way, and does the python stop? Although the python doesn't make any endeavor to collect this food, just lying at one place, but look at the body of a python. must have a lot of food. So where does it come? It comes by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of God, who is taking care of everything. Then the next is ocean. What did you learn from the ocean? Yes, Swamitra?
During the summer season,
very good. All the rivers become swollen in rainy season and dry up in summer season. But although the rivers are all flowing into the ocean, but the ocean doesn't rise up or become deflated. Ocean remains the same, irrespective of that amount of water that is coming in or not coming in. So similarly, a saintly person should be unaffected in prosperity and this difficulty. At the time of prosperity, he should remain unaffected, and at the time of difficulties also he should remain saint. Next one is the moth. And what did the moth guru teach us? Yes? Very good. Thank you. And then the next one is yes. What do you learn from the bee? We learn two lessons from the bees. Yes, the first lesson is
aspect of madhukari.
Yes, very good.
He not collect everything from one place. He collects from little little from everything.
Very. And what other lesson we get from Bhakti? You want to pick it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Then the next one is elephant. What do you learn from the elephant guru? What did you learn from the elephant guru? Anybody? Yes?
Elephants are attracted to the sea elephants and try to touch their bodies so they get captured.
Very good. Because of his desire to touch the female body, he becomes attracted by her and lays into a ditch where he falls and becomes captured. Another thing about, yeah, so this is one what learned. Another thing about the elephant, learn to learn from, that the elephant becomes fierce. No, the elephant we are talking about. The elephant becomes attractive to a she elephant, and the she elephant, other bull elephants are also attracted to the she elephant. And this way, he gets attacked by them, and he may even lose his life. So, the point is, stay away from beautiful things. Actually, the sensitive person, those who are serious about the spiritual life, should not flirt around with beautiful things. And then the next one is, yes, you were saying that. What is the next? Who is the next one? Yes. And what happens to deer? What did you learn? What does the deer guru teach us? The music. The deer is actually attractive by the music. Deer becomes attracted to music. The hunter plays the music by playing his horn. And the deer comes close to the hunter, being attracted by the music, and then the hunter kills. So, a saintly person should not be attracted to mundane music. And then, next is fish. What did he learn from the fish? Yes, Krishna Chand. Yes. The urge of the tongue causes the fish to swallow the bait, and along with the bait he actually swallows the hook, and as a result of that the fish dies. Then the next one is, Pingala, the story. So Pingala was a prostitute. So she was waiting for somebody to come to her who would give her a lot of money and give her pleasure. But when no one came, she became waiting and waiting, she became tired. And then she realized that why am I waiting or depending upon somebody who himself is so miserable? Rather, the personality who is providing me with everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gives me everything and he loves me. So why don't I love him? Instead of depending upon somebody else to love him and give him money and pleasure. A saintly person learns to depend upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead instead of depending upon any fallible living. So, this was the story of Pingala. And then, what did he learn? The next guru. Who was the next guru? A hawk. What did he learn from the hawk? Through some act of that hawk? Somebody who did not Okay. Avnish Krishna?
No material position.
Huh?
No material position in the universe of the
Not really. Not really. Yes, Shyama Krishna?
Something is happening in your life.
What actually happened to the hawk?
He had a piece of
And as a result of that?
Attachment.
So what did he do as it? So what did he learn, Avanish Krishna, from that? Don't hold on to your material attachments. When the time comes, when this attachment may cause you danger or difficulty, drop it. Drop it. That is what he learned. So then, who is the next guru? So what did you learn from the child? Right, very good. Just as a child is unaffected by honor or dishonor, not by honor or dishonor, rather when the child is glorifying, does the child understand what's happening? And when the child is insulted, does the child understand anything? Similarly, a saintly person should not be affected by glorification or humiliation. Jai Shri Shri Gaur-Nitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Gaur Vrindavande. And who is next? Very good. Okay, Nikodinda, what did you learn from the young girl guru? Even two persons may lead to quarrel or frivolous talk. So saintly person should live alone. Then one may say, then why are we in this talk? This is the mercy of Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu. These instructions are about vairagya, detachment and renunciation. But what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Yukta vairagya. Do it for Krishna. Say for example, don't become attracted by your tongue, by the urge of your tongue. But here, we are getting being attracted by our tongue, the urge of the tongue, we are becoming attracted to Krishna Krishna. Right? Also, we are living, although it is saying the saintly person should remain alone, but we are living in such big congregation of devotees. Why? Because when it is for Krishna, and frivolous talk may take place, work may take place. But when the devotees are living together, there is no room for frivolous talk and work. What happens when the devotees live together? Just as it is happening now. We are discussing Krishna consciousness. We are discussing the glories of Krishna. So that is the difference. So then the next is, okay, Rasa Rati. Yeah. What did you learn from the arrow maker? He's so absorbed in his occupation, in what he is doing, that he doesn't have any concern for whatever is happening around him. The king is going king goes. How does the king go? A big procession, big entourage, big music, big sound, big clamor. He is just making the arrow. To make it, the arrow, the thing about the arrow is that the shaft has to be very straight. And the thing should be completely balanced, the tip of the arrow. Why the shaft has to be straight? Because if the shaft is not straight, then you don't move straight. And if the thing is not properly balanced, the tip, the arrow, then what will happen? Its movement will not be smooth. So he is so absorbed in just making the arrow that he did not have any concern or any awareness of what was happening around. Then, who is the next guru? Snake. What did he learn from the snake? Very good. One should not make too much endeavor for his livelihood. Rather depend upon others to take care of, to work for you. Just as a snake enters into the hole made by the rats. And in this respect, a very nice license has been given to the brahmacharya and the do you all remember that? But don't put it into application. The householders are already taking care of the brahmacharis and nursery, so nicely. So we should not think that, well, we have a natural right over the property of the. Then, who is the next one? Spider. Okay, who did not say anything as yet? Okay. Yes, he didn't sing.
Like spider makes his cowboy and gains swallow like Lord makes his world and sometimes maintains.
So in this way, through the spider, we learn how the Lord has created everything, created this material nature, he is playing in this material nature, and then eventually he will withdraw this. Yeah. And then, who is the last guru? Vasa. And let's see who will. Anyone? Anyway, Kiti Ladaka. I'm sorry. Kiti Kumarji. The Vyas, we learned that once a wasp caught a small insect, weaker insect, into its, and the weaker insect, by meditating upon the Vyas, became, assumed the body of the Vyas, without changing. So similarly what we learn, if we meditate upon something, we will acquire the similar. Very good. And then, what did he learn from his final guru, the fifth guru, 25th guru? Who is the 25th guru? One who did not answer. Okay, Aisha Vilasita. Huh? Yeah, what did you learn? Material body is causing us so many difficulties in the form of pleasure and pain, and this body is actually causing us our bondage into our next body. But this body also is a very wonderful opportunity to become self-realized or perfect artists. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Give him the mic.
My question is, what can we learn by the Madhubai aspect which we can learn from we in our practical devotion?
Yeah, the thing is, those who are full-time devotees, they generally go out taking. Right? And when he goes out taking, like a bee, he takes little from different houses. He doesn't collect everything from one person because he is going out to benefit them. Like a bee, what does the bee do? The bee actually goes to collect honey from the flower. But actually what the bee is doing? Pollination is carrying one pollen from one flower to another flower.
Right.
If you collected everything from one flower, then the pollination would not take place. The transfer of pollen is happening because of the bee.
Right.
So similarly, a temple person should travel, should go from door to door, collecting a little bit, and by doing that, creating the good fortune for those people. Okay? Yes, Suman?
One of the teachers.
Mike.
So, you mentioned that one of the teachers was the girl who's seen the right, and she was from the bank. Why should she not remove all the bank?
Very good question. Because the girls should always wear a bank. Because otherwise, see, the girls are meant to be meant to be ornamented. They should have some sort of ornaments. So the thing is, she has to have some ornaments. Then she has to get one thing.
Hare Krishna. My question is, there are two manifestations of earth, the mountain and the tree. So I understand the mountain is an extension of earth, but how the trees are also an extension of earth?
How the trees are?
A manifestation of earth.
Okay, very good question. You see, earth actually means solid substance. Solid. So now see, the tree's body is actually solid. Human body is not solid. In the human body, what is the predominating element? What is the predominating element in the human body?
Water.
Similarly, the predominating element in the tree body is earth. Because of seven roots. Very little water. Little water, more earth.
Yes.
Give him the mic.
Yes. A devotee should not talk to him. In this regard, he talks to him. In this regard, he
talks to him.
In this regard, he talks to him. In this regard, he talks to him. To work it and to accept it is perfectly different. So, like what you mean, accept it or what other things for it is at a very low
Say it again, I could not.
Like, he accepts it or what other things for it is at a very low level.
Krishna sir, what other things are?
Fall into the category of what?
Fall into the category of what? Gossip. Talking about mundane things is gossip. Just talking about anything other than Krishna consciousness is gossip. Talking about the mundane things. Alright? Yes.
Master, as we see that Bimala got so much self-clarity that he becomes completely satisfied. But I was surprised that how to see development intelligence from inside. Whether he was not able to develop intelligence even after hearing so many times. So how do you see Bimala?
Yeah. Now what happened with Bimala?
So nobody told him this thing that you have to understand this thing that is something which is the cause of suffering, desire, injury. But she understood from its inside. And she said that she went to keep to it. So, but we see that many persons are not able to understand even after hearing so many times. So, how do you see that?
So, here we have to understand that, from her experience, the way she became Krishna conscious due to her disappointment and frustration, we also, due to our difficulties in our material existence, eventually turn towards Krishna. Because turning towards Krishna only we can become perfectly peaceful. She was so disturbed all the way. Yeah? As long as she was, waiting, as long as she was waiting with expectation, she was so distressed. But the moment she depended upon Krishna, she became distressed. Right? So similarly, we must learn to depend upon Krishna and become distressed. Yeah.
What is the importance of Python?
What is the importance of
Python?
Python. Python doesn't make any effort to collect food. The Python just sits at one place, lies at one place, and the food comes to the Python. So the sentient person learns from that, that there is no need to make special endeavor to, for our material, for materialistic endeavor. So just depend upon Krishna. Okay, last question, Ramananda.
I should also do it. At the end, you mentioned that we should always be ready to learn something from others. At the end, you mentioned that, and that reminded me how one time you mentioned that after one very important mentioned that in the morning we heard that we cannot develop devotional service in my sincere attachments, and we know it. And in the afternoon we heard that the prostitute is really a temple in us. So how can we?
How can we?
And we have to deal with it. You know, in the morning we can see that we feel that we feel attached, and we see that the prostitute is acting as a good word.
So actually the attachment can be transformed into Krishna consciousness. This story is actually Prabhupada told us in Calcutta. So the point is that ultimately we should always do everything for Krishna. That will lead us to the perfection of our life. I forgot to notice that there is another question here from the internet. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. Thank you so much for your enlightening class, Guru Maharaj. How do we free from sentimental attachments and affection which are bound in us into this world? Binding into this world. Well, at least learn the lesson that what this attachment will lead to. We cannot actually avoid these attachments. We cannot, especially in household life, it's impossible. So as we say, like, how to become free from this attachment? Had you been, this is from Srimati Radhika, and I was going to say that Srimati Radhika, had you been a boy, then I would have told you to take some nuts. But, you see, in household life, these attachments are unavoidable. Because when one gets married, he is meant to. They are meant to, husband and wife, meant to develop attachment for each other. When the children come, they automatically become attached to each other, become attached to their children. It's unavoidable. Because, it's unavoidable and it's natural. It cannot. Then, when the children grow up and you develop you get your grandchildren and you become more attached to them. So the thing is that it will be explained later on, Krishna will explain later on, that the way to their cultivate detachment is with knowledge. With knowledge, the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. That we all are meant to become devotees. So when you become a devotee of Krishna, then the whole thing changes. If the husband is Krishna conscious, then, and he is attached to his wife, then he will make it a point to make his wife Krishna conscious. Because when you value something and those who are dear to you, you naturally want to give it to them. So when you recognize the value of Krishna consciousness, then you naturally want to give Krishna consciousness to those who you love. So, the husband loves the wife, and the husband makes the wife Krishna. The father loves the children, father and mother love children, their children. They give them Krishna consciousness. the grandparents love the grandchildren, they give them Krishna consciousness. In this way, by the practice of Krishna consciousness and cultivation of Krishna consciousness, one receives the mercy of Krishna. And can you imagine when Krishna, after Krishna is watching what we are doing, Krishna is seeing our sincere endeavors to spread His glory and impart this knowledge to His other partner also. So as a result of that, Krishna becomes pleased. Krishna sees that, oh, he's such a good person. He is trying to, although he has a household life, he is, without being attached to them in a materialistic way, he is cultivating an attachment with them in a Krishna consciousness, in a spiritual way. So that is how Mahaprabhu's process, Yukta Vyavaha. In this there is no no. In Krishna consciousness, we simply consider the four no's, and otherwise everything is yes, yes. The four no's are no teaching, no interpretation, no illicit sex, no gain. These are the four no's. Otherwise, can I have a family? Yes, you can. But make your family Krishna conscious. Can I make money? Yes. Make a lot of it. For the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. And so forth. So, yes. Is making him unaware of his arrow. His concentration in making the arrow is making him completely oblivious of his arrow. And the other, the weaker insect, just meditating on the wares, he is actually developing the body, giving us an indication that where our mind is focused accordingly, we will develop. Yes, last question.
I was wondering about the Abhagata.
Hello?
Abhagata. That we are now hearing the teaching.
Buddha.
So, it is very strange for me because Abhagata is very graceful, like we have, I think, from Siddhanta Babaji Maharaj, we have heard, but in our specific succession, the teaching of Srila Prabhupada, it's not exactly teaching to follow this way for spiritual life, because we have to, of course, completely be detached and love Krishna in our heart and soul, but also we have to love everyone, and maybe being a Kavakuta,
to love
everyone and serve everyone.
Yes, right. You see, there are two types of spiritual. Bhajanandi and Goshtya. So Prabhupada wanted us to become Goshtya, to benefit others. And Goshtyanandi is a preacher. Even if he is in the Avadhuta platform, Uttamadhika platform, he comes down to preach. Whereas those in Uttamadhikari platform, they are Bhajanandi. Yes, they can't preach. They can't preach. They are simply absorbed. They are completely lost. Lost in their Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories to Krishna. Gaur Premanande.